We're doing the Nativot Shalom on the concept of any son galin ela bizchut Shabbat on Parshas Ve'era. The Jews were only redeemed with the merit of Shabbos. And he had illustrated how Moshe attained for the Jews Shabbos, and that was the beginning of the redemption. And he said, going with the principle that the redemption is built from the depths of the exile, so once we understand the depths of the exile, what were the concepts behind the exile, then we could understand the essence of the redemption. And how is it that Shabbos brings redemption to the world? V'hine, etzem agalut istalkut ha'da'at. Exile is the removal of one's da'as, which is a level of knowledge. K'mo dechtiv, like the pasuk says, gala ami mibeli da'at. My nation have been exiled for lack of da'at. She'inyan agalut talui b'moach ha'da'at k'mo dita b'sfoim ha'kedoshim. The concept of galut is contingent on that intellect that's called da'at, like the holy works say. Ve'inyanim agomim lagalut, and the concepts that cause exile, hem ha'pgamim b'inyanei kedusha, they are the, how do we translate pgamim? The blemishes, the defects. Okay. They are the blemishes of the holiness, uvinyanei emuna, and blemishes in one's emuna, which can be translated as faith, hapogmim et moach hadat, that they blemish that intellect that's called dat. Kmo shekatuv me'ari hakadosh al hapasuk, ki ger yezaracha, like it's written from the holy Ari, on the verse, for your offsprings will be a sojourner, there will be a ger. Shagalutu mechamat pgam zaracha. That the concept of exile stems from the defect of your offsprings, from the blemish of your offsprings. Their shortcomings, their imperfections, that's what causes the galut. Hapgamim ha'iduim b'inyanei kedusha, the known imperfections, the known deficiencies when it comes to holiness. Uvetoldot Yaakov Yosef, and in the work Toldot Yaakov Yosef at the end of Parashas Vayishlach, he writes, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Ita b'shem Baal Shem Tov Hakadosh, shegalut Mitzrayim ha'ita mechamat shechasar lahem ha'da'at leida sheyesh borei echad hamchadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom ha'sev reshit. The exile to Egypt stemmed from the fact that they lacked that da'at to know that there is one creator who recreates every day the creations of Genesis, the creations of the beginning. Out of his good, he recreates them every day. And the lack of that knowledge was at the root of their going to exile to Mitzrayim. V'haynu b'chesron b'hirut ha'dat, meaning it was in a lacking of clarity, b'emuna sh'aboreit barach shmo, in that emuna, which we might call faith, that the Creator, blessed is His name, who boreu manhig l'chol ha'beruim, He created and guides all the creatures, v'hu levado asav v'osev yaseh l'chol ma'asim, and He alone did, does, and will do all things that are done, all creation. V'zeh gam kol seder gulat Mitzrayim. And really, this we see is also the order of the redemption in Egypt. She'akol haya leman titgale b'yirut emuna. That the whole purpose of the redemption was so that it will be revealed, the clarity of this knowledge, this emuna. She'yedu kol, that all will know, she'yesh hashgacha eliyona, that there is someone above who is watching. Shaboreit barach shmo hu boreu manhig l'chol ha'beruim, that the Creator blessed His name, He created and is guiding the things He created down below. K'mo sh'nemar be'eseret ha'makot, like it says with regard to the 10 plagues, v'yaddeu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. Hashem tells us one of the purposes of the plagues was so that the Egyptians will know that I am Hashem. Harei she'apgam haya be'emuna, we see that the deficiency they were lacking in their emuna. V'amakot no'adu לגלות את בהירות האמונה. And the purpose of the plagues was to reveal the clarity of that emunah. בתחילה אמר פרו מי השם? Initially when Moshe approaches Paro, he says, who is Hashem? לא ידעתי את השם. I don't know Hashem. Notice the term ידעתי, ידיעה. It's in bold print here. והתשובה על זה הייתה בעשרת המכות. So God's answer was with the ten plagues. שעל ידם ידעו מצרים כי אני השם. That through the ten plagues, the Egyptians came to know, in an intimate way, they came to know that Hashem is running the world. שאפילו אלו השקועים במצרים, even those that were sunk in Egypt, ידעו כי אני השם, they knew that I am Hashem. וכאן בואר, and as is explained, דעניין עשר המכות הם כנגד עשר ספירות הקליפה. The ten plagues correspond to the ten countings of the external peel, the externals. The kol kol makam aser tamakot aitam makra nitzchit lasitra acha binyan emuna. Every plague of the ten plagues was an eternal blow to the other side when it came to emuna. Leakot etumat mitzrayim shen echza binyan pgam atuma. To give a blow to the defilement of Egypt that was clinging to this concept, to the defile, to the blemish, to the imperfection, to the shortcomings in emunah. Uvechol makah nitgalta ha-hashgacha ha-elyona al kol prat uprat. In every plague was revealed the fact that someone above was watching over every detail. Kmo dechtiv, like the pasuk says, v'hifla Hashem et makotecha. Hashem will make your plagues extraordinary. שכל מכה הייתה ניגוף למצרים ורפא לישראל. Every plague was a blow to the Egyptians and a cure to Israel. וראו במוחש איך אותם מים, כאשר המצרי שותה אותם, זו מכה עבורו, and they saw with their senses, they literally saw how that same water, when the Egyptian drank it, it was a plague for him. Veilu avur ha-Yehudi zo refua, but for the Jew it was cured. Vechen bechol ha-makot godel ha-ashgacha shetiyeh rak al Mitzrayim velo al bnei Yisrael. And so too with all the plagues, God showed how he was watching over that the plagues were specifically on the Egyptians and not on the Israelites. Vechol seder ha-makot haya miyuad legalot et ha-ashgacha elyona bechol chelkei v'dargot ha-briyah. And the ordering of the plagues was so that it would be revealed that God is watching over all the different sections and levels of creation. Kambual alan ma'amar chazal, as is explained later, what our sages teach us, Rabbi Yehuda yanten mem simanim, Rabbi Yehuda would give signs, he would break up the plagues. Titzach, adash, ba'achav, three acronyms. Hainu sha'amakot yu begimel chalkei abriyah. The plagues, they encompass the three sections of creation. Titzach, mitacht lepnei adama. The first three, blood, frogs, and lice, were under the face of the earth. Adash, the animals attacking, the animals dying, the boils, arov dever shchin, baberuim ha-malchim al pnei adama. That afflicted those that were created and walked on the face of the earth. Uparad arbe choshech umakat bechorot, the hail, the locust, the darkness, and the plague of the firstborn, limala min adama, was above the earth, ba'avir ha-shamayim, in the air of the heaven. So that's the three levels. The first three underground, second three on the ground, third three above the ground. That's how he breaks down the ten plagues. The last four were above the ground.